this new chicken. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we turn our attention to your word, we pray that you'll give us understanding through your spirit.
亲爱的主,我们现在一起来研究你的经书。
Help us, Lord, to become good servants for you, doing what is right in your sight.
让我们成为您好的仆人,所以我们可以好好的来侍奉您。
Father, we thank you, Lord, that we're able to meet here this morning to hear your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
主啊,我们很谢谢,多谢我们今天可以一起来到,可以一起听到你的经书。我们祷告,奉主耶稣里面祷告。
Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and riches." This he said in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount. Now notice that hate the one and love the other.
那么耶稣说,一个人不能侍奉两个主,不是恶这个,爱那个,就是重这个。 亲那个,你们不能又侍奉神,又侍奉马门,马门则是财力的意思。那么耶稣在山上宝训讲道的中间说到了这句话,让我们来这边看看爱跟厌恶的这个字眼是什么意思呢?
Hate the one and love the other is a Hebrew idiom for which one you're going to choose.
那么恶这个,爱那个。 这个是他们希伯来人,他们有的一种是成语这样子的说法。
And the word despise means to treat with contempt, to consider something worthless in comparison to something else.
那么厌恶这个的意思呢,其实算是鄙视,轻冒的一种, 就是把它跟其他的事物相比起来是毫无价值的。
This is a standalone statement here, and it is very significant.
那么这句话呢,是一个独立的声明,是非常重要的哦。
You see, if you look at the part in yellow, it's what we call a gnomic statement. That means it's always true when the conditions hold.
那么你如果看它这边黄色的这个字语,这个字语是一个格言,是一个真理。
The part in the yellow here is simply an application of that gnomic statement.
那么接下来我们看到下一个的黄色这个句,其实是一个例子,耶稣用这个举了个例子。You
certainly cannot have God and riches as your master in your life. You will certainly end up choosing one or the other.
那么在每一个人的生活之中,你不可能同时有两,侍奉两个主。你如果喜欢其中之一个主的话,你就会不重视另外这一个。
But this gnomic statement here does not apply only to riches.
但是这个真理呢,不只是在财富上面。
It applies in every area.
其实是每一个方面,在我们每个生活方面都是可以应用到。
Either the Lord is your master or something else.
如果上帝是你的主,那他就是你的主,或者是别的东西才是你的主。
One other area, for example, would be politics, civic authority, the state.
那么其中一个呢,就举个例子吧,政治,或者是你觉得政府可能是你的主。In
different times and places over the last 2,000 years, many states have set themselves against Christianity.
在过往2000年之中,很多的政府,或者是很多国家的特首,把他们自己来跟上帝做了一个区别。They
tried to stamp it out by force.
他们利用他们的权力。 要把耶稣教这个教义,这个宗教给打压。
We see this even in the very early days of the church with the apostles.
我们甚至在早期教会的这个历史中看到，在使徒他们在再生的年份里面，有政府来打压他们。
Peter and John preaching the gospel are arrested, put into prison, and then brought before the authorities and commanded not to preach anymore.
彼得和约翰在传福音的时候被政府的牢房里面告诉他们不准传福音。
And we read what Peter and the other apostles said to them, we ought to obey God rather than men.
那么彼得跟约翰说了，但是我们要遵守上帝的教导，不应该遵守人的指示。
And the Roman authorities did try for a very long time to destroy Christianity.
那么罗马政府也长时间的打压基督教，长时间想灭掉基督教。
The Christians bothered the state authorities because Christians were the people they could not control.
为什么这么说呢？因为基督徒们他们不是完全听政府的，他们没有办法受到政府的完全的控制。
The state controls people through fear, especially fear of death.
那么政府通常一般来讲来控制人民的说法是什么呢？是用死亡或是威胁这种权力来打压基督徒或者是其他人。
But Jesus freed us from that.
但是耶稣让我们不惧怕死亡。
We see in Hebrews chapter 2, he himself shared in the same that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
那么在希伯来文这边我们读到，就是在就是耶稣他自己的死亡将我们人们的死亡给带走了。而我们基督徒在耶稣之中不用惧怕死亡。
We know who is truly master over life and death, and as Jesus said, do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
那么我们知道耶稣基督是有权力在生命跟死亡之间的，所以说因为他，我们不需要惧怕死亡，我们知道谁。
And killing the body was all the state could do, and that's why they couldn't control the Christians.
那么政府只能够将我们的身体给消灭，但是不能够消灭我们的灵魂，所以没有办法控制基督徒的思想。
As long as their loyalty to God was greater than their loyalty to the state, they were a problem.
那么如果这些基督徒们，他们只遵守神的带领，只遵守圣经的教导，而不是完全遵守政府的教导。这个对政府来讲是一个问题。
Interestingly, the Emperor Decius, to try to show people's loyalty, ordered them to make a sacrifice to the Roman gods and to Caesar himself.
那么德西乌斯皇帝是罗马的其中的一个皇帝。那么他为了要让人们证明他们自己本身对政府的这个忠献。叫他们要做出一些牺牲。
They require the inspectors would come and they'd be required to take some little animal, like say a chicken, and sacrifice it to Caesar.
那么这种牺牲是什么呢？就是有些官员会来到人们的家里头，叫这些人们奉献一些祭物给皇帝，比如说一只小鸡。
And then we get a certificate, as you see at the right there, saying yes, they had sacrificed to Caesar.
那么他们如果做了这件事的话，奉献了像小鸡这样子的东西，会得到一个献过祭的证书，像这就是这张纸可以看到的。
And the interesting thing was, at that point, the authorities didn't care if you were a Christian or not.
那这个比较新奇的事情是这个，就是在这些官员不在乎你是不是基督徒。
As long as you sacrificed Caesar's chicken, they knew you feared the state more than you feared God.
他只在乎你只要献祭了这只鸡，就代表你对于政府的害怕过于你对于上帝的害怕。
And that meant you weren't a threat.
所以你就不是一个威胁。
There's a third area in which this statement of Jesus says applies, no one can serve two masters.
那么还有第三个地方，这一句话可以我们可以来看到是在生活上可以实现的。
That area is epistemology.
那么这个呢是在英文上面所说的 epistemology， 也就是中文的一种叫做知识论。
This is that branch of philosophy that deals with how we know things.
这个是哲学方面的一个分支，让我们知道我们怎么来了解事情呢？
How we know what is true.
我们怎么知道什么是真理？
Our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的信仰是在主耶稣基督里。
Salvation is by putting our faith in him.
我们的救赎是在于我们的信仰是否在他身内。
But how do we know about him?
但是我们怎么知道关于他的事情呢？
For that matter, how do we know about the triune God, about sin, about salvation, about eternal life, about how we are to live, or about anything that has to do with Christianity or the Christian life?
那么我们怎么知道这位三位一体的神呢？我们怎么知道罪恶呢？怎么知道救赎、永生及各方面的事情？我们怎么知道我们生活应该怎么去怎么样来生？怎么样过我们的生活？需要遵守一些什么事情呢？
It is this.
我们用圣经。
What do we know about the Bible?
我们对圣经了解多少呢？
Read that all scriptures God breathed.
圣经这边上面写着，它是神所默示的。
And that scripture didn't come about by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved, as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
该知道经上所有的预言没有可思议解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话。
This is not simply a human product.
圣经不是只是人所写。
How did the apostles remember everything Jesus said that they wrote into their books, Matthew, Mark, Luke?
那么使徒们怎么记得他应该写些什么呢？
We see the promise Jesus gave them in John 14:6. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
约翰福音里面告诉我们怎么记得的，是但保惠师就是因为父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他将一切的事指教你们，并要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
So it is a supernatural book.
所以这本书是由超越人们的力量出来的。
Mediated through human authors.
的确是经由人的手写下。
But entirely God-breathed.
但是是由神所默示的。
Which is why Jesus said the scripture cannot be broken.
所以说耶稣说经上的话是不能废的。
So then, what is... How is it that we should see the scriptures?
那么我们应该用什么样的眼光来看待圣经呢？
Psalm 119, the entirety of your word is truth, the whole thing.
圣经里面说到你的话的总纲是真实。
And again, your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. We should be loving the scriptures.
诗篇一讲到你的话极其精炼，所以你的仆人喜爱，所以我们应该对它非常的喜爱。
Is there any other source of information anywhere in this world that we can say is entirely true and never makes mistakes?
那么在这个世界上有任何是不是有没有什么东西我们可以是这样子说到呢？它永远都是真的，永远都是说真话，永远都是事实的呢？
No.
没有。
So, we come back to this statement from Jesus. No one can serve two masters.
只有圣经。所以我们又回到了耶稣所说的这一句话，没有人可以侍奉两个主。
So when it comes to epistemology, to how we know things, what is our master? Is it the word of God, the Bible, or is it something else?
那么刚刚讲到了这个知识论，我们要怎么样来认识，来认知事情呢？是否从圣经里面来认知呢？还是有其他的一些知识是作为我们的主呢？
Well, the world will offer you something else. There is a new chicken from Caesar in the world today.
那么在一个世人们的观点来说，有一个当然有其他的可以来让我们认知真理啦。就像是今天好像是凯撒的新的凤鸡一样。
Science.
就是科学。
Now, science has great cachet because it is indeed a magnificent tool for studying how the natural world works.
那么科学当然是为人广知， 它是一个非常好的技术，能够来改善生活的宏伟工具，让我们了解自然界是如何来运转的。
And then using what we learn to develop technologies that make life so much better and easier for us.
那么我们更可以运用这些我们学到的知识来改变我们生活方面的技术。
Now, from electricity to nuclear power to supercomputers to modern medicine to putting man on the moon.
比如说电脑把人可以带到月球上面，怎么样来做更好的医术方面的技术，都是由科学而来。
But as good as it is limited.
虽然说这是一个非常好的工具，但是它也有它的限制。
A lot of people don't seem to understand that all science can do is study the ongoing operation of the natural world.
可能很多人不知道，科学有它的限制，它来研究自然世界持续运行的一些
It cannot address matters of events that happened one time in the past and cannot be repeated.
但是它没有办法，就是没有办法告知我们关于一件事情在历史或
者别动了，就这样吧。
过历史的事件。
These, in fact, are matters of history.
比如说，我们看到不同历史方面的事件。
The assassination of President Lincoln in 1865.
像这个暗杀林肯总统的事件
，You can't prove it scientifically, but it is certain knowledge.
你没有办法用科学去证明它，但是这是一个确实发生过的事件。
Caesar crossing the Rubicon，
或者是凯撒过了 Rubicon 这一条河。
Columbus discovering the Americas，
或是哥伦布他发掘到了美洲这件事情。
None of these can be proven scientifically.
这些不能用科学来证实它是否有发生。
It's a different branch of knowledge, but just as good.
虽然说是不一样的知识，不一样的了解，但是还是真的啊。
When we come to the origin of the world and the life in it, it's a matter of history. It's something that happened at one point in the past and cannot be repeated.
比如说世界的起源，这个不是用科学能够来证明的，因为这个是以前所发生的，是某一个事。
And like any other event of history, what we need is eyewitnesses who were there telling us what happened.
那像我们来证实历史上面任何一个事件，最好的证据是一个有观察到这件事情发生的证人。
And we have such an eyewitness.
我们的确有这个证人。
The Word of God.
神的话语。
God created the world in 6 24-hour days, and it is a maximum of 7,685 years ago that he did that.
神的话语告诉我们，上帝在6个24小时的工作日创造了世界，最多可追溯到7,685年前。
But then along comes the atheistic scientist, and he will tell you that the world developed across millions of years and is 13.6 billion years old.
那么无神论的科学家们会说，这个世界已经发展了数百万年，甚至亿年，更有了136亿年的历史。
Now these cannot fit together.
这两个是完全不能够调和的。
And those who know science understand that this man cannot actually say from science that the world is 13.6 billion years old.
但是真正的科学家了解到他们不能够这么说，不能够说是有136亿年的历史。
All he can do is make unwarranted assumptions and indirect inferences.
他们只能够做出一些假设和间接方面的推论。
But that's what he does, and here we stand. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other."
那么科学家们不错。的确是用这些假设跟间接的推论来证实他们所说的，但是他所说的跟圣经所说的是不一样的。那么对基督徒来说，我们现在有两个不同的理论在前面，那么我们应该侍奉哪一个主呢？
And so we have to ask ourselves, which is to be our epistemological master? Is it God and his word, or is it the atheistic scientist with his wrong assumptions and wrong inferences?
那么我们在这两个之间应该是选哪一个呢？我们是选圣经来帮助我们对世界的认知呢，还是对于无神论科学家们的无理的假设和间接性的推论呢？因为他们是错误的哦。
I would think it should be an obvious choice for the Christian, no?
但是对基督徒来讲应该是很简单的，对吧？
Atheistic science is Caesar's new chicken.
无神论的科学就是凯撒的新鸡。
Now, we don't care if you're a Christian or not, as long as you trust us more than you trust the Word of God.
他们的理论就是我不在乎你是否是基督徒，只要你对我们这些人的信任超过你对上帝的圣言的信任就可以了。
You might be shocked at how many Christians and how many of our rock star leaders and scholars will actually go for Caesar's new chicken.
你可能会觉得，你可能对这个很惊讶，因为其实很多基督徒。很多我们所谓的学者、领导者都选择了凯撒的新机。
Here is William Lane Craig, the popular philosopher.
这个人是 William Craig, Lane Craig, 是一个西方很有名的基督徒哲学家。
He says over 50% of evangelical pastors think that the world was less than 10,000 years old.
他说超过50%的福音派牧师认为世界不到有10,000年的历史。
Now, when you think about that, he says, that is just hugely embarrassing that over half of our ministers really believe that the universe is only around 10,000 years old.
那你当你考虑到这一点的时候，其实令人觉得非常尴尬的。我们这么多一半以上的牧师们，真的只相信宇宙只有10,000年的历史。
This is scientifically nonsense.
这从科学来说就是胡说八道。
Now, look at that part in yellow. This is scientifically nonsense.
你看我用黄色所显现出来这个部分，他说的是在科学论来讲是胡说八道的，是不对的。
Does he ask what the Bible teaches?
但是他也没有说到圣经上面怎么教导呢？
Does he conclude that this is biblically nonsense?
他是否觉得以圣经的观点来讲，这些是胡说八道，也是错的吗？
No, that doesn't come up, does it?
没有，还没有讲到圣经。
He thinks wrongly that it is scientifically nonsense.
他觉得这个想法是错的，就是因为只是科学方面所认知是错的。
Which is his epistemological master then? Is it the Bible or is it atheistic science?
那么对于他的这样的世界观来讲，他认识世界的这个认领的出发是科学还是圣经呢？
He actually thinks it's embarrassing that over half of evangelical pastors believe the word of God.
他觉得一半的牧师们相信圣经里面所说的，这个是令人尴尬的。
If there's anything embarrassing here is that that number is not 100%.
其实令人尴尬或是觉得丢脸的地方应该是这个数目字只是超越一半，而不是100%。
Here's Dr. Hugh Ross.
另外一个哲学家 Dr. Hugh Ross.
Has a PhD in physics.
他是在
the Sunday School Education in the Bible.
他是理学方面的这个教授来的。那么但是他好像在圣经上面的认知只是一般教主日学的导师这样子的样子。
He says perhaps the most tragic aspect of denying nature's scientifically established characteristics is that such a denial forces the rejection of timely, compelling evidence for the God of the Bible and for the accuracy and authority of His Word.
也许否认自然科学确定的最悲惨的一面是，这种否定迫使的人们拒绝了令人信服的。圣经上帝以及圣经的准确性和权威性的证据。
Denying nature's scientifically established characteristics. What is his authority?
他这句话说到基督徒否定了自然科学所立定的特征。
What the Bible says doesn't matter. It's what atheistic scientists say that counts.
他一样，把将自然科学的地位放在了圣经之前。 不是圣经所说的最正确，是自然科学所说的才是最正确。
And he actually says that the tragedy here is we lose compelling evidence for the accuracy and authority of his word.
那么他那更令人奇怪的地方就是他指出了不相信自然科学是等于让圣经的准确性或者权威性的这个地方减弱了，这个是悲剧的。
So according to Ross, we establish the accuracy and authority of his word by denying what it says.
那么以 Ross 的说法来讲，我们是更信任，我们可以更信任圣经上面圣经。
That's sheer lunacy, folks.
这根本就是一个很奇怪的东西。
Dr. Frank Turek.
这个一个叫 Frank Turek 的医生。
Says there is no conflict between science and the Bible. There's only conflict between some interpretations of the scientific and biblical data.
那么他是这么说的：科学与圣经之间没有矛盾，对科学的数据和圣经的数据只是某些解释之间有一些冲突。
Now that sounds nice.
这听起来挺不错吧？
But the reality is they never reinterpret the scientific data.
但实际上来说，他们从来不会。用圣经来重新解释科学的数据。
What the atheistic scientist says is accepted as absolute truth.
只要是无神论的科学家们所说的，这些数据永远都是最真实的。
It is always the plain meaning of what the Bible says that has to be reinterpreted.
一直都是圣经里面所说的很简单而容易了解的，一直是在重新被解释来更改。
So which is his epistemological master?
那一样，他的世界论，他的认知是由哪里来的呢？
And the list goes on and on of Christian leaders like this.
那么不只是只有我刚刚列出这些人，还有更多的基督徒们，或者是基督徒的领袖们，都是这么想的。
They choose atheistic science over the word of God.
他们选择了无神，以无神来做基准的科学，相信这个科学，所谓的科学。
They are loyal to atheistic science and they despise, treat with contempt the word of God. Does it matter? I think so. Bible says, talks about that the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
圣经里面说到耶稣他自己和他的使徒和先知们，这是教会的根基。
Where do we have the teachings of the apostles and the prophets?
那么在哪里我们可以找到先徒、使徒、基督所教导的呢？
Prophets are the Old Testament.
在旧约里面。
The apostles are the New Testament.
那么使徒里面是新约。
The foundation for which our faith in Jesus Christ comes from what it's built on is the Bible.
那么我们信任基督的房角石是由圣经而来的。
And as Psalm 11:3 warns us, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
诗篇11:3讲到了，如果根基被破坏，义人们还能做什么呢？
That sure makes it look as if it's a problem if we treat the Bible with contempt and atheistic science as superior.
如果我们不信任圣经所教导的，反而将无神论的科学家来作为我们的根基，那这不是一个问题吗？
And it's not just my idea, Jesus said it.
那么这不是我自己这么说的哦。
He says in John 3:12, If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
在约翰福音里面，耶稣是这么说的：我实实在在的告诉你，我们所说的是我们所知道的，我们所见证的是我们所见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。
Now people know what the Bible says about creation.
人们知道圣经，关于创世论是怎么写说的。
And so when we tell them, oh, you know what, don't worry about what the Bible says about creation, about this earthly thing, it's totally wrong about that. But hey, you should believe it on the things you can't check, the spiritual things.
那么如果我们这么说, 圣经对于创世的这个经过, 这个写作, 是错的, 这个是我们可以认知的, 这个是错的, 不用相信它, 那我们怎么去相信它关于我们告诉灵的事情, 或是关于信仰方面的事情?
And no matter how carefully they try to hide this or justify it, that is exactly what they are doing. So we're telling them, well, the Bible can't be trusted on earthly things, then they would not believe it can be trusted on heavenly things, on God, on salvation, on eternal life either. But that is what is happening throughout the entire Western world. This is the bill of goods that is being sold by our leaders who are so happy to take Caesar's new chicken.
但是这正是在西方世界所发生的事情。这些人所这么说的，这样说的话，就是等于是像今天把这个凯撒的新鸡，这个献奉鸡又拿了出来。
What is the result?
那么结果是什么呢?
So no wonder we've gotten to this point.
所以其实也不惊讶了，我们可以看到这个结果是怎么了。Just
2% of millennials hold a biblical worldview.
对于千禧一代这些人们来说，只有2%的人相信圣经所告诉他们的世界观。I
saw on Facebook the other day a group about apologetics for parents.
在脸书上面我看到了这个一个团体叫做父母怎么来教导父母味道方面的知识。Mother
was complaining that her children no longer believe or care about Christianity.
有一个妈妈这么说，我的孩子对于圣经里面教导或是基督徒方面的教义完全没有兴趣。Somebody
posted this article on that group.
那么有一个人就把这个文章发到了这个团体里面。Now
look, the article lists believing the Bible as a biblical worldview, and we shouldn't care about that too much.
那这里头有一些下面很多人就这么写，这么反映出来，就说，哦，这个是相信圣经所教导的世界观，我们其实对这个来讲不需要太认真的。
We shouldn't worry about whether the Bible is believable or not, she says. And then she complains that her children don't believe the Bible. That is what's all around us, folks. That's where most of our leaders are taking us. Is it a wonder that the church in the Western world is dying and quickly? Remember that Romans 3:4 says, let God be true, but every man a liar.
罗马书里面写道, 让上帝是唯一所真的, 其他的人都是
If we ever get to the point where every single person on the planet denies the truth of God's word, it will still be true.
没关系,
I'll leave you with this interesting question from Jesus in Luke 18:8.
那么让我来给，让我
He asks, when the Son of Man comes, this is about the second coming, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faithfulness on the earth?
这个他问这一句话的时候是这么说的，是个有趣的问题。将人子来到的时候，这是他第二次来到的时候，会遇上世界上有信德的吗？
Now he will find faith because we know there will be Christians on earth when he comes.
他的确是会找到有信仰的基督徒啊，因为我们知道他第二次来到的时候，世界上还是会有基督徒。
But will he find faithfulness? Will those Christians be faithful to him?
那么这边讲到有信德，其实啊，可能有另外一种翻译，就是有没有基督徒还是忠诚他的嘛？
I think this is what will be the dividing line between the faithful church and the faithless church.
那么这其实有一个，这里面有讲到就是，如何来界分真从，真从，真，真从，真，excuse me, sorry, 真从有对他，对耶稣有信仰吗？还是说只有单有所谓的相信，或是认知耶稣的教会。
The faithful church will be those who believe the word of God.
这个有信德的教会是忠诚他的话语的教会。
And who take it as their epistemological master.
将是他们的认识论。
And a faithless church, which is already among us.
那么这些没有忠诚的教会已经
Those who despise treat with contempt the word of God by subordinating it to atheistic science.
那么这些人是将是鄙视上帝圣言的人，是鄙视圣经的人，是将无神论科学摆在最前面的人。
Choose the group in which you wish to be.
那你将要选择你自己是哪一个教会。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father.
亲爱的主啊。
We are so privileged, Lord, that you have given us your word.
很荣耀的能够来认识你的话语。
And especially, Lord, that where we live, we have ready access to it.
在我们住的地方，我们可以随时随地找到你的圣经。
We can read it, we can study it, we can love it.
我们可以阅读它，我们可以了解它，我们应该非常的喜爱。
We can believe it.
我们可以相信它。
It is your word, O Lord, breathed by you, written by people, carried by your spirit.
我们了解圣经是你所默示的，是你所指定的人们将你默示的东西写了下来，传给了我们。
And we pray, Lord, that you will awaken in the hearts and minds of your people the need to take this word seriously, to put it ahead of all other claims of knowledge.
我们为人们祷告，尤其是信灵的人祷告。我们可以将所有您所告诉我们的话语，这个圣经是我们认识世界的这个认识，作为我们的认识论。
We know, Lord, at the end of the day, your word will stand.
我们知道这个世界将会过去，在最后面，还你的圣经，你的话语是永恒的。
In Jesus' name, we ask these and pray.
奉主耶稣之名，我们祷告。